Don't massage my back. You're not allowed. I'm not allowed to let you massage my back, and you're not allowed to massage my back. Stop massaging my back. Welcome back. This is Buddhist Books Podcast, episode 309, Tipitaka, part 201, in which we will continue reading. Shout out to and special thanks to Rodrigo, right? Who commented, letting me know that it's pronounced Chulavaga. I really wish that the Polytech Society had chosen to spell it Chulavaga rather than spelling it Kulavaga, making me sound like a fool. But since I know nothing, and so I assume that anyone else who says that they, you know, are better informed, is. So I will henceforth, until I find out otherwise, pronounce it Chulavaga. Thank you for the comment. Okay, so this is Chulavaga 1, part 5. And Chulavaga means lesser division. So we finished Mahavaga, now we're doing Chulavaga. Okay. All right, so if this is your first time, maybe you want to check out Chulavaga 1, Part 1. Here's the Chulavaga playlist. I know it says Kulavaga, but just pretend that there's an H there. It's the opposite of a silent H. It's a missing H. It's a ghost H. It's there, but you can't see it. So, anyway. Okay, so let's bring the 10-pointed clock back. Just wanted to, you know, because some folks are new and just wanted to kind of, you know, key into where we are. So this is episode 309. We've done 309 of these Buddhist books recitals where I read from Buddhist scripture. And the Dharma wheel next to the numbers indicates that we're reading Tipitaka because that's our main focus, but I want to also include a few other things, specifically if you notice up there at the zero. So next time, after this one, we're going to be reading The Life and Liberation of Padmasambhava. That's what that symbol indicates. And last time, we read from Dogen's Shobogenzo, which is the little green book that the monk next to the eight is holding. So if you want to hear that previous episode, then here's Zen Buddhism part 16, in which we read that Shobogenzo lecture. And I accidentally peeked ahead and I made reference to Uji existence time as an example of one that I really like. And now that they've clicked away, I'll let you know that one was a little bit mid, you know, like, okay, it was fine, but Uji is really good. So I'm really looking forward to when the wheel goes all the way back around to the eight again, so I can read one of my favorite of Dogen's lectures. That said, if you would like to, in preparation for the next episode, if you want to catch up on the Padmasambhava series, so that you'll be ready when 310, when Buddhist Books 310 comes around, here's the Padmasambhava playlist. Otherwise, you're in the right place. Today, we're reading Chulavaga 1, Part 5. It's Chulavaga 1, that's according to the Polytech Society. The Part 5 is according to Buddhist Books Podcast. That's just so that we know what episode of the podcast we're on. That's not like a formal thing. All right, let's find out what our old friends in the original Sangha are up to today, or 2,600 years ago today, give or take. At one time, the awakened one, the Lord, was staying at Kosambi in Gosita's monastery. Now at that time, the venerable Channa having fallen into an offense, did not want to see the offense. Right. So he did something wrong. They called him out on it. And he's like, no, I didn't do that. And so there's a special, like, there's ways that they deal with. We'll just keep reading. Having fallen into an offense, did not want to see the offense. Those who were modest monks looked down upon, criticized, spread it about, saying, quote, how can the venerable Channa, having fallen into an offense, not want to see the offense? End quote. Then these monks told this matter to the Lord. Then the Lord, on this occasion, in this connection, having had the order of monks convened, questioned the monks, saying, quote, is it true, as is said, monks, that the monk Channa, did not want to see the offense? End quote. Quote, it is true, Lord, end quote. The awakened one, the Lord, rebuked them, saying, quote, how, monks, can this foolish man, having fallen into an offense, not want to see the offense? It is not, monks, for pleasing those who are not yet pleased. Three dots, end quote. And having rebuked them, having given reasoned talk, he addressed the monks, saying, quote, well then, monks, let the order carry out a formal act of suspension against the monk Channa for not seeing his offense, and there should be no eating with an order. And thus, monks, should it be carried out. First, the monk Channa should be reproved. Having reproved him, he should be made to remember. Having made him remember, he should be accused of the offense. Having accused him of the offense, the order should be informed by an experienced, competent monk, saying, quote, within quotes, honored sirs, let the order listen to me. This monk Channa, having fallen into an offense, does not want to see the offense. If it seems right to the order may carry out a formal act of suspension against the monk Channa for not seeing the offense, and there should be no eating with an order. Sidebar. It's interesting. The last part of the Mahavagga series, which we finished, was about a monk who was suspended for not seeing an offense, and some of the monks weren't eating with the monk, but he got other monks to say, no, we don't think you should be suspended because you did no offense, and they were eating with him, and then that was like a schismatic thing that was happening, so it was a bigger issue, I assume. The Mahavagga as opposed to the Shulavagga. Anyway, it's just fun to notice how sometimes things precede other things that, you know what I'm saying? So now we're getting into like, okay, well, how does suspension work? Now that we've talked about complex issues that can come around within suspension. It's like, again, the way it's written is assuming that this is not the first time you've read it. Because, well, I'll just keep reading. I'm sorry for the interruption. It happens at times. This monk Channa. Okay, this is the motion. Let the order, honored sirs, let the order listen to me. This monk Channa, having fallen into an offense, does not want to see the offense. The order is carrying out a formal act of suspension. Remember, this is an experienced, competent monk who Lord Buddha is saying should say these things, right? The order is carrying out a formal act of suspension against the monk Channa for not seeing the offense, and there should be no eating with an order. If the carrying out by the order of a formal act of suspension against the monk Channa for not seeing his offense and with no eating with an order is pleasing to the venerable ones, they should be silent. He to whom it is not pleasing should speak. And a second time I speak forth this matter, three dots, and a third time I speak forth this matter, honored sirs, three dots, should speak, A formal act of suspension for not seeing his offense and with no eating with an order is carried out by the order against the monk Channa. It is pleasing to the order, therefore it is silent. Thus do I understand this. End quote within quotes. And monks proclaim in residence after residence, end quote within quotes, a formal act of suspension for not seeing an offense and with no eating with an order has been carried out against the monk Channa. End quote within quotes. Okay, sorry, sometimes I have thoughts. Two things come to mind. One, it's kind of sweet in a way that this is the form of discipline carried out in a case like this. It reminds me a little bit of like no TV for a week, like grounding a child for, you know, that kind of thing. No eating with the monks. You have to eat alone. You're not allowed to have that community experience of eating with your fellow monks. You have to go sit over there and eat. That's your punishment. And for how long? Until you admit you did something wrong. So it's up to you. It could be an hour, it could be a month, it could be a year. You're going to be eating alone until you admit you did that wrong thing so that we can deal with it, right? The other thing is where it says, proclaim in residence after residence, a formal act of suspension for not seeing an offense was carried out against. Is that referring to residences where lay people are? Or I don't think so. I think that means, you know, that the various places where the monks of the, you know, Lord Buddha's monks are gathered, they should all know this about that one monk so that he can't just up and move to another community and just sort of go, yeah, well, you know, I was over there, now I'm over here, I'm going to eat with the monks. No, everybody should know that he has to eat by himself. All right. I don't think they would involve lay people in this. I think that was there was a rule against involving lay people of sharing the disciplinary business of monks with lay people, right? Okay, continuing. Lord Buddha is still talking. Monks, if a formal act of suspension for not seeing an offense is possessed of three qualities, it comes to be a formal act not by rule. Three dots, parentheses, the Pali Text Society. Thank you, Pali Text Society. They're letting us know that you remember before there was a similar thing where, you know, just go read that. And then you go read that and it says, oh, it was a similar thing. So like, I don't know, somewhere in the very beginning of the book, the first time he says, it's possessed of three qualities. It comes to be a formal act, not by rule. I think it was something like if not everybody agrees to it. I don't know. I'm not going to go look it up. And the Polytech Society is not telling us that they would rather. Thank you, Ms. Horner. They would rather just tell us that it's the same as before. Same old, same old. All right. Anyway. Monks, they're saving paper, so. Thank you on behalf of the trees for saving paper, but not on behalf of me, who would like to be reminded of what it said, even if it's repetitive. Okay, monks, if an order so desires, it may carry out a formal act of suspension for not seeing an offense against these three kinds of monks. End quote. Told. Not really, but it says told are the six cases of being desirous. It would have been told if they had put the translation in, but because they said copy-paste from earlier, it wasn't actually told. Like if I say, hey, I wanted to let you know, see 3 weeks ago when I wanted to let you know something. All right, now that I've let you know that, no, I haven't let you know anything. I haven't at all. Anyway. Told are the six cases on being desirous in connection with a formal act of suspension for not seeing an offense. Okay, continuing. Monks. A monk against whom a formal act of suspension for not seeing his offense has been carried out should conduct himself properly. This is the proper conduct in this case. He should not ordain. He should not give guidance. a novice should not attend him. Oh, not just not eating, but he doesn't get to have a novice attend him. Oh, all right. The agreement to exhort nuns should not be consented to by him. So if, for whatever reason, he liked to go exhort the nuns, then he better admit he did something wrong and work his stuff out so he can go exhort nuns again and eat with monks. So it's not just no TV for a week. It's no TV and no nuns. I'll keep reading. Even if he is agreed upon, nuns should not be exhorted by him. He should not fall into that same offense for which the formal act of suspension for not seeing his offense was carried out against him by the order. Okay. Nor into another that is similar, nor into one that is worse. He should not find fault with the formal act. He should not find fault with those who are carrying out the formal act. He should not consent to a regular monk's greeting him, standing up before him, saluting him with joined palms. Okay, yeah, it's more than just not eating with people. Performing the proper duties, bringing forward a seat, you have to bring forth your own seat, bring forth your own footstool, wash your own foot, right. Bringing forward a sleeping place, water for washing the feet, a footstool, a footstand, the receiving of bowl and robe, treating his back by massaging. He should not defame, no massages until you admit you did that wrong thing. He should not defame a regular monk with falling away from moral habit. He can't accuse other monks of things, okay? He should not defame him with falling away from good habits. He should not defame him with falling away from right views. He should not defame him with falling away from the right mode of livelihood. Yeah, I mean, basically, cast the mote out of thine own eye before thou, you know, messes with splinters in other people's eyes, or words to that effect, right? But more formal. Legalese. He should not defame him with falling away from right views. He should not defame him with falling away from a right mode of livelihood. He should not cause monk to break with monk. He should not wear a householder's emblem. He should not wear an emblem of members of other sects. There's a footnote and it doesn't say anything. Okay. He should not follow members of other sects. Obviously. Go be a Jainist. Don't go be a Jainist, right? He should follow monks. He should train in the training for monks. He should not stay in a residence under one roofing with a regular monk. He should not stay in what is not a residence under one roofing with him. He should not stay in a residence or in what is not a residence under one roofing with him. Having seen a regular monk, he should get up from his seat. He should not upbraid a regular monk either inside or outside. He should not upbraid. Could you, Editor Edward, could you put the definition of upbraid? I know, I should know that. I wasn't paying attention apparently that day or that century when they used words like upbraid. Anyway, he should not suspend a regular monk's observance. He should not suspend his invitation. He should not issue commands. He should not set up authority. He should not ask for leave. He should not reprove, he should not make remember, he should not quarrel with other monks. Told are the 43 observances connected with a formal act of suspension for not seeing an offense. Then the order carried out a formal act of suspension for not seeing an offense against the monk Channa, remember him, is where this all started. And with no eating with an order. Editor Edward, could you briefly remind us why Channa's name is so familiar?
The Venerable Channa, here represented by Homer Simpson from The Simpsons. So he cleared a site for a vihara and cut down a tree that was used as a shrine revered by the village, the town, and even the whole kingdom. That's right. Rule established, do not kill even one facultied people, is what the Buddha said. One faculty being one sense. So he's talking about like bacteria and stuff. I mean, you know, he's talking about tiny critters. So he's saying, don't make these tiny little life forms homeless by cutting down trees. That song in Ecessa 7, one of the good ones, in my opinion. Chana indulged in bad habits. Other monks corrected him. He refused to listen to their criticism. That was in Sangha Nisesa 12. Next, having indulged in bad habits, he was being examined in the midst of the order and said, who is committed? What has he committed? On what grounds has he committed? How has he committed? What do you say? Why do you say it? Yeah, that was Pagitiya 12. Chana, just... When a donor gave him a dwelling place, Chana had it roofed and plastered again and again until it collapsed under its own weight, all the while despoiling the cornfield of a local Brahmin by gathering sticks and grass. That was Pakitiya 19. Don't do that, Chana. Indulged in bad habits, other monks corrected him. He kept doing it out of disrespect. Pakitiya 54. Indulged in bad habits, a monk corrected him, and he said, I will not train myself in this role until I speak to another monk who is expert in discipline. In Pakitiya 71. In Pakitiya 87, he laid down on a high couch. In Pakitiya 89, he put a cloth on a couch that hung down the front and the back. In Pakitiya 90, he wore itch cloths that were not of proper measure. And in Pakitiya 91, he wore cloths for the reins that were not of proper measure. Maybe clothes for the reins.
Right, that's what it was. Thank you, Editor Edward. right, okay, against the monk Chana and eating, and with no eating within order. He, when the formal act of suspension for not seeing his offense had been carried out against him by the order, went from that residence to another residence. There the monks neither greeted him nor stood up before him, nor saluted with joined palms, nor performed the proper duties, nor revered, respected, esteemed, or honored him. He, not being revered, respected, esteemed, or honored by these monks, then went unrevered from that residence to another residence. There, too, the monks neither greeted him. Yeah, monks, not lay people. Just pointing that out. I was correct about when they say residence, they mean monks' residence. Three dots. He then went from that residence to another residence. There, too, the monks neither greeted him. Three dots. He, unrevered, went back again to Kosambi. He conducted himself properly. He was subdued. He mended his ways. Having approached monks, he spoke thus, quote, I, your reverences, against whom a formal act of suspension for not seeing an offense was carried out by an order and am conducting myself properly, I am subdued, I am mending my ways, what line of conduct should be followed by me? Do you see the offense? And that was the issue. End quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, well then, monks, let the order revoke the formal act of suspension for not seeing his offense against the monk Channa. All right. But does he see the offense? I mean, it's one thing to be like, I've been behaving myself. I guess maybe you can end your suspension without seeing your offense. Well, he didn't see the offense, but then he served his time. And we released him on good behavior, and now he's going on with his life, and things are good. He still insists he didn't do that wrong thing back then, but oh well, what can we do? Is that what's happening? We'll find out. Maybe. Or we won't. Quote, well then, monks. Oh, wait, no, we already said that. If, monks, a monk is possessed of five qualities, a formal act of suspension for not seeing his offense should not be revoked. If he ordains, if he gives guidance, if a novice attends him, if he consents to the agreement to exhort nuns, although agreed upon, he exhorts nuns, monks. If a monk is possessed of these five qualities, three dots should not be revoked. And monks. If a monk is possessed of five further qualities, three dots should not be revoked. If he falls into that same offense for which a formal act of suspension for not seeing his offense was carried out against him by the order, or into another that is similar, or into one that is worse. If he finds fault with a formal act, if he finds fault with those who carry out a formal act, monks, if a monk is possessed of these five qualities, three dots, should not be revoked. And monks, if a monk is possessed of 5 further qualities, 3 dots, should not be revoked. If he consents to a regular monk's greeting him, standing up before him, saluting him with joined palms. So not only do the other monks have to not do those things, he has to not allow it. Like, no, don't salute me, I'm being punished. No, don't bring me water. Don't massage my back. You're not allowed. I'm not allowed to let you massage my back, and you're not allowed to massage my back. Stop massaging my back. That's how you should behave when you've been suspended for not seeing an offense. All right. Anyway, doing proper duties, bringing forward a seat. Monks, if a monk, 3 dots, should not be revoked. And monks, if a monk is possessed of 5 further qualities, 3 dots, should not be revoked. If he consents to a regular monk's bringing forward a sleeping place, water for washing the feet, a footstool, a footstand, to receiving his bowl and robe, to treating his back by massaging. Monks, if a monk is possessed of these 5 qualities, the formal act of suspension for not seeing his offense should not be revoked. And monks, if a monk is possessed of 5 further qualities, 3 dots, should not be revoked. If he defames a regular monk with falling away from moral habit, if he defames him with falling away from good habits, if he defames him with falling away from right views, if he defames him with falling away from a right way of living, if he causes monk to break with monk, monks, if a monk, 3 dots, should not be revoked. And monks, if a monk is possessed of 5 further qualities, 3 dots, should not be revoked. If he wears a householder's emblem, if he wears an emblem of other sects, Ajivika, anyone? If he follows, what do their emblems look like? Now I want to know. We can imagine it was a Dharma wheel, but an emblem. I mean, the Dharma wheel was popularized under King Ashoka, but maybe it was already a thing back then. Anyway. And monks, if he is possessed of 5 further qualities, what? If he follows members of other sects, if he does not follow monks, if he does not train in the training for monks. Monks, if a monk, 3 dots, should not be revoked. And monks, if a monk is possessed of 5 further qualities, 3 dots, should not be revoked. If in a residence, he stays under one roofing with a regular monk. If in what is not a residence, he stays under one roofing with him. If in either a residence or in what is not a residence, he stays under one roofing with him. If, having seen a regular monk, he does not get up from his seat. If he upbraids a regular monk either inside or outside. Monks, if a monk, 3 dots, should not be revoked. Monks, if a monk is possessed of 8 qualities, 3 dots, should not be revoked. If he suspends a regular monk's observance. If he suspends his invitation. If he issues commands, if he sets up authority, if he asks for leave, if he reproves, if he makes remember, if he quarrels with monks, monks. If a monk is possessed of these 8 qualities, a formal act of suspension for not seeing his offense should not be revoked. Told are the 43 cases where a formal act of suspension for not seeing an offense should not be revoked. End parentheses. What? Okay, that's the... Never mind about the parentheses. Lord Buddha is still talking. Monks. If a monk is possessed of 5 qualities, a formal act of suspension for not seeing his offense may be revoked. If he does not ordain... 3 dots. Parentheses. This chapter is the exact opposite of chapter 28, or of page 28. If he is possessed of 5 qualities, it may... What may be revoked? The opposite of 28. Really? 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 94 years ago, Polytech Society. Really? I mean, I don't know if it was 1930, but it was the 1930s. I'm just really going to make people go, okay, this sacred scripture. Can you imagine if somebody translated the Bible and they were like, okay, so this part is basically the same. Parentheses, copy paste. David's going on about the Lord again here. So just copy paste from that earlier psalm. We're not going to give you the whole psalm. We're just going to give you 3 dots, 3 dots, 3 dots. attitude, right? So on page 28, something happened, and now it's the opposite of that. Thank you. Thank you, Polytech Society. All right. If he does not quarrel with monks. If a monk is possessed of these eight qualities, a parentheses formal and parentheses, sorry, I stopped doing the parentheses because it was too distracting. A formal act of suspension for not seeing his offense may be revoked. Told are the 43 cases where a formal act of suspension for not seeing an offense may be revoked. And thus, monks, should it be revoked, that monk Chana, having approached the order, parentheses, see chapter 12, instead of active censure, read active suspension for not seeing his offense. Thus do I understand this. Thus, told is the fifth formal act, that of suspension for not seeing an offense. Okay. So, based on what we've read, you can end your suspension for not seeing an offense without seeing the offense. All you have to do is behave yourself and eventually say, hey, I've been behaving myself. You're going to end this act of suspension? I still don't agree that I did anything wrong. I mean, that's weird, isn't it? Am I the only one who thinks that's weird? All right. At that time, the Awakened One, the Lord, was staying at Kosambi in Gosita's monastery. Now at that time, the Venerable Chana, having fallen into an offense, did not want to make amends for that offense. Chana, what are you doing? Three dots, parentheses, read make amends for. Oh, instead of C. Oh, the ink is... The typewriter wasn't working that day. Okay. Make amends for... Instead of active suspension for not seeing his offense, read active suspension for not making amends for his offense. Three dots. Quote within quotes, three dots. Thus do I understand this. And quote within quotes, end quote. Told is the sixth formal act, that of suspension for not making amends for an offense. So apparently that whole thing was exactly the same as the not seeing an offense, but with that slight variation. I mean, I get it. I give the Polytech Society a hard time when I don't remember what they're expecting me to remember, and I don't want to go searching for it. But sometimes it does make sense. It would have been a little cumbersome to read the entire, almost exactly the same thing twice. And the Psalms don't do that as much. So it was a false equivalence. I apologize, Ms. Horner and the Polytech Society. I exaggerated. Okay. It looks like he's about to go on a whole other... Yeah, so that's the end of the Chana stuff. Next time, there's a different monk doing different things, and we're at about a half an hour now. So that's where we'll close today. So I hope that you had fun a little bit. I hope that it was interesting. I hope it kind of expanded ever so slightly the sense of, all right. That's what we're all about. We're not here to attain enlightenment. We're just here to go, oh, okay. So that's pre-sectarian early Buddhism. That's different from what I gathered from my coworker Fred, who says Om during his lunch break. That's different from what I remember from the Lotus Sutra, or the part of it that was summarized to me when I went to that guy's house where we chanted Nam-myoho Renge Kyo for an hour. It's different. I mean, I wouldn't have thought of a system of discipline for monks. I usually just think non-attachment and Om when I think Buddhism. I'm saying that maybe one or two people had that effect, and not saying that necessarily was your experience, but I'm just babbling. Okay, well, I hope you had fun, and, I hope to see you next time, and, if not, that's okay. This isn't for everybody. It's kind of dry, but when we get through this fifth book, and then we get through this sixth book, then we get into the good stuff. So tune in 2027, around June, I'm guessing. We'll see how accurate that is. I'll go ahead and do our usual closing. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us, and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until next time.